all these kids out there, they're in real estate, they're selling mattresses, they're selling tennis shoes or whatever they're selling. What do they need to do or know to double their sale the next year?
Two things. One, people buy on emotion for logical reasons. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. All you need to do is connect to someone emotionally. So how do we do that? Find out what they're doing today and then ask them what they like about it and what they don't like about it. When we talk about what we like and what we don't like, that's emotional, right? And if we can connect on an emotional level, then we can give the reasons, the impacts, and capability with a quantitative analysis of, can you see any reason you won't want to move forward? Because if you invest this, you're going to make more money. That's the logical, I use it in my book called the Penn Value Index, meaning if you can guarantee someone's going to make more money than it costs, there's no way they won't do it. They will find, beg, borrow, and steal for that money. The second thing is to understand five to thrive, the emotional spectrum of how people buy. They buy in five steps. Number one, you need to stimulate interest. That has nothing to do with anything about your product. It could be as close to the closest to lying or the farthest from the truth, that very line, but you want to say something that's going to stimulate their interest. Next step, have the collateral material, the proof to transition interest. Then connect emotionally to share a vision. So we share a vision on emotion with logical reasons, impacts, and capability with a quantitative analysis. That gives you a verbal connection, a shared vision. Yeah. Now, most people think when they get a verbal yes, that they're 80% of the way there. I disagree, you're 20% of the way there. 80% of the way there is the managing and developing of the vision, step four. You need to be able to manage and develop the vision. Even after you have a shared vision, you need to manage and develop it, make sure you get the paperwork. And in fact, getting paid as a salesperson, I joke around and say 20% is selling, 80% is collecting. And then finally, if you manage and develop a vision correctly in a sale, then your business thrives. This is what happened with my coaching business. I didn't set out to coach people to make money. I set out to help charity. My first group of guys who wanted me to coach them, business coach them, I said, donate $100 to charity every month. I'll coach you guys as a group and we'll work from here. Well, what happened was I changed their lives. Some of them make seven figures. And they went and told that you got to have Dave coach. And then more people said, you got to have Dave. And then I became a top 100 business coach with Marshall Goldsmith. And now thousands of people want me to business coach them. And now I built more coaches below me, but it's all thriving because I managed and developed a vision, basically guaranteeing that I'm a profit center. Almost everything I do, I have to be able to have two things involved. One, charitable component. It has to come through me for the benefit of others. And then two, I have to be able to guarantee you that I'm a profit center. Meaning any penny you give me, I'm going to give you an exponential result. I call it the 120 rule. Give you $100 of value, you give me 20 back. Can you see any reason you won't want to move forward?